Well, it is another good mood Monday here in Detroit. The Lions are now 3-1 after a 40-32 win over the Chicago Bears yesterday. As always, very pleased to be joined by the head coach, Jim Schwartz. And as you look at this one, a big win. What jumps out from the tape at you after that one?
Well, we made enough plays to win the game, and that's the only thing we're really concerned of. We're not really interested in playing a good quarter. We're interested in having more points than they do at the end of four quarters. That second quarter helped propel us to that. It gave us a lot of momentum. Our offense, defense, special teams, we're all working together. And when that happens, you're going to see good things on the field. And I think that's what you saw yesterday.
You know, Rob Rubik and I were on the field during halftime talking to the fans on the scoreboard. And Rob pointed out, you know, look at these first half highlights. And it's the guys who were brought in the offseason. I mean, it's the hope and dream that the guys you sign are going to make immediate impact. But your guys, Glover Quinn, Reggie Bush, have definitely made an impact right away on this team, haven't they?
Well, it was that. It was also you know, Lou Delmas, getting him back. You know, he was a guy that wasn't on the field very much for us last year. He obviously makes an impact when he's out there. Dominick Sue, Nick Fairley, Ziggy Ansah, our whole D-line, Willie Young, even C.J. Mosley, Andrew Flewellen played some really good reps for us, Israel Adonijé. It's a lot of the new guys we brought in for sure, but it's also some guys that have been here a long time, and I think Stephen Tulloch played especially well also.
It was a good game all around. A few things I wanted to get into with you. One of them was the play of Chris Durham. A couple of big catches. One right down by the goal line, two more right down the middle. That's a guy who stepped up when he knew there was going to be an opening there at wide receiver, I think.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know that it's any different than what he's done in the past. You know, Chris has been a guy that's made big plays for us in the past. His role has increased a little bit because of some of the injuries that we've had. He took advantage of those. I thought he blocked well also. A little bit of that goes unnoticed, but a lot of our run game was our wide receivers blocking. The best wide receiver in football blocked extremely well and also hustled to cover a fumble that was right before Reggie's big 37-yard touchdown. So Chris has found a way to contribute. You know, he's played well on special teams when he's been asked to. A lot of big plays in the game, but none bigger than the one that basically ends the game, and that was him recovering the last onside kick.
Let me get your thoughts on a moment of the game that I thought was pretty key. You're up 30-16, and you get that bad bounce interception. You know, the Bears many times have run that back the other way. Joique Bell came up with an absolutely important tackle there. If he doesn't do that, it doesn't set up the Nick Fairley touchdown. And I think that speaks to the effort of what Joique brings to the game each and every week, doesn't it?
No question. That was a big effort play for us. It put our team in a good position, let our defense go out there and play. You know, I think our team's been hustling downfield, has been working hard for stuff like that. And when you do that, good things happen.
A guy who's always in the crosshairs is Brandon Pettigrew, and you field many questions about him, and this town jumps all over him whenever he drops a pass or fumbles a ball. I think he deserves credit the day after a game like he played yesterday. What was he able to do that sort of lifted him to that next level yesterday?
Well, he was on the field. You know, we don't listen to anybody other than our own coaches and, you know, what happens in our own building. There was no thought of benching Brandon. He's a good player. He's going to make a lot of plays for us. He has in the past. He went through a little rough spot. He's worked extremely hard. He's a very prideful guy. He's going to carry his share of the load. He already has in the run game. He's been a significant part of our run game. When you rush for 160 yards like we did, you can't do it without a tight end, particularly blocking guys like Julius Peppers and even going back to the other weeks, you know, Jared Allen and, you know, everybody else that we faced. I mean, I think those are some big matchups. And Brandon's found a way to contribute even if he wasn't a target of the pass game. When we played the Redskins, the ball was going to go outside just based on the scheme that they were running. But he doesn't let that affect him, and I'm proud of him for it.
Seven targets yesterday and seven receptions. I'm hoping you might be able to clear up the Rasheen Mathis thing because there seems to be a little misunderstanding. You said today wasn't diagnosed with a concussion. There was talk in the locker room yesterday from Rasheen that it was the Bears doctors who may have kept him off the field. What do you know about that situation?
Well, I know that he wasn't cleared to go back in the game. And as a head coach, that's the information that I get. You know, our guys had concern. He had been hit in the head, and we gave him concussion tests on the sideline and halftime and everything else. And he wasn't diagnosed with a concussion. But just based on what happened on the hit, our doctors decided to be conservative and didn't clear him to return to the game. You know, he came back in here this morning. You know, he hasn't had any symptoms. He worked out this morning, hasn't had any setbacks. So those are all good signs. You know, Rasheen was able to stay sort of in the game mentally. Another sign that he probably wasn't concussed. He was coaching on the sideline. He was working really hard with Darius Slay and trying to play the game through his eyes. And he found a way to contribute in this game, even though he wasn't cleared to come back. But any decision to clear our players comes from our medical people only and the information that they have. And I think this was a case of those guys erring on the side of caution when it came to a head injury.
Good. I appreciate that insight. That's exactly what I was looking for. So it is a Lions call. You said today during your news conference, Green Bay, it's not about ending the streak. It's about trying to get another division win. What have you guys done well answering the bell this year that needs to carry over to Sunday's game?
I think that we found a way to pick each other up when there's a unit that's struggling or there's an injury. I think we've been battle tested that way. This is a team that has persevered through some things already this season that'll serve us well in the future. We've been opportunistic from a turnover standpoint also. That was something we were missing last year that the year before when we were a playoff team we had. So I think those are good signs. Our offense has been able to run the ball when we've been able to run the ball. I think good things have happened for us. And I think those are all good signs and those are all serve us well at Lambeau.
Lions 3-1 through four games. Big division game ahead. Thanks for the time, Coach.
All right, thanks, Tom.